Today is Daf Nun Gimel, and we're on Nun Beis Amud Beis, where the one,
two, four,
five lines in the bottom. Bial Duso my Kosover, Ubizik Nuso my Kosover. Thank you. When we said Rebbe changed his mind when he got older. So what did he hold when he was younger? And what did he hold if he changed his mind? So Bial Duso when he was younger, Sover he held Yisrael Adaitet Oy Kachavim Palach. A Jew worships Avodah Zarah because he's following the guy. The guy convinced him. He's interested in being like a guy. So whatever the guy does, he does. So when the guy is mevatalit, the Jew also is mevatalit. The guy says to the Jew, you know, this is not working out for me. We're going to try something different. Okay, we'll try something different. So the Jew does mevatalit. He worshipped his own avodah zarah on his own merit. He doesn't need a guy. So ki mevatal avod kachavim, the nafshei. Yisrael lo batal. When the guy is mevatel his own avodah zarah, the Jew still doesn't mind mevatel it. He still follows it. Okay. Ikad demafti la seifa. There are those that learned this statement of Rav Hillel ben Rabbi Valas on the seifa. What did it say? Yisrael ena mevatel avodah kochavim shel avodah kochavim. A Jew cannot be mevatel the avodah zarah of a guy. So pshita. How can a Jew be mevatel avodah kochavim of a guy? And you can walk into the church. Ah, this is not a church anymore. How can he do that? So, Amar of Hillel, Bered the Revi Vilas, Bered the Revi, Lo Nitzkricha, no. The case was, Sheesh Lo Ba Shutfis. They were partners together in the Avodah Zarah. Right? Afa, the Kamash Malan. Yisrael Hu Dilam Mavatel, Ovid Kochavim. The Jew can't be Mavatel it. Aval Ovid Kochavim, Dinafshe Mavatel. But the guy can be Mavatel on his side. They're partners. They each own 50% of the idol. The Jew can't be mevatel it. Why? The guy owns half. But the guy can't be mevatel it because he owns half. The Jew's on the avodah zarah anyway. So, ikad demasti la abraisa. Others learned this on the braisa. Rav Shimon ben Menasi Omer, Oved kochavim shel Yisrael, the Oved kochavim of a Jew, ein lo batela olamis, can never become vatel. My olamis, what do you mean, forever? Omer of Hillel, breder of Vilas, no, lo netzbecha el sheyesh lo Oved kochavim ba shutfis. That no, if there's a partnership, Kamash Malan, the Yisrael Adai to Dinafshe Palach. He worships on his own. He could be Mevatel himself, but not the Goy's here. Okay, finished up that sugya. New topic. Ketzad Mevatla. How you Mevatel the Avodah Zarah? How do you do that? So, you just speak with words? I hereby renounce this Avodah Zarah. So, Kata Rosh. You cut off the head of the Avodah Zarah. Azna, or its ear. Rosh. Chotma, or its nose, Rosh Etzba, or a finger. Pachasa, or you can hit it, Afal Pi, Shul Chisra, even if it doesn't, you don't,
even if you didn't break anything off.
You didn't break anything off, Bitla, it becomes Batal. However, Rak Bifaneha, if you spit in front of it, Hishn Bifaneha, you go to the bathroom in front of it, Garra, you drag it, Zarkba, Satsoa, you throw excrement at it, Hare Ze Eno Batela. That's not an act of bittul. Why not? We have this ready. Rashi reminds us. Dilafum shaita rasachala, because right now you're angry. Vahadar al palachla, but you'll go back to it. You'll make up. Right? Then the Rashi throws in. Kal hani bitule, all these bittuls, but over kochavim kamari. We're talking about idols. Like, what's Rashi saying by that?
As opposed to what?
As opposed to what? What's Rashi adding by that? Right? So next, back to the Mishnah. What? Yeah. I told you. Rashi is brief and wordy at the same time. He's so concise and he's so wordy. It's an amazing thing. Anyway, Machra, if he sold it, Omashkina, what if he sold it? What if he gave it as a mashkin? He borrowed money from you. Okay, I'll give you the idol as a mashkin. I'll come back when I pay back, I'll get the idol back. So is that a bittul? What if he sells it? Is that an act of bittul? That's a machlokas. Rabbi Omer bittul, Chacham Omerim lo bittul. Those are machlokas. Tanayim, what the story is, if you sell it or give it as a mashkin. So,
can you
declare it? We didn't even ask that. We didn't even mention that, right? That's renouncing it. Right. I hereby renounce it. So, lechora, no, right? We don't mean that's not, you have to do something. Just talking is not going to be enough. So, kilo chisra, but my bitla. If you hit it with a hammer, what bitla did you do? Well, you didn't do anything. Had you? If it doesn't ruin the idol, what'd you do wrong? What'd you do? How's that bittul? So Amar of Zira, Shepachza Bifoneha. No, you hit it in the face. So therefore what? You ruined the form. Yeah, your nose didn't break off, but it's all crooked now. So don't worship the idol with a crooked nose. No? That's against the rules. So that's an act of bittul. Then we said, rakak bifaneha v'hishtin bifaneha. So we said that that's not a renouncing of the Avodah Zarah. Why not? Because you'll make up with it. Menahani mili? How do we know that? So Amar Chizkia, Damar Kra, it says, v'haya, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, v'haya, ki yerav v'iskatzef. You're going to be very angry. V'kilel, b'malko, you'll curse. Be'elohav, and the gods. Upana lamala, you'll throw it upward. Uksiv basre, what does it say after that? Vel eret yabit vihine tsara v'chashecha. You're going to, vel eret yabit is the key. You're going to look down in the earth. In other words, you're going to come back to the idol. Ah, you cursed it out, you were angry at it, but you end up coming back to it. Afagaf tekilo malko v'elokav, elohav, upana lamala, even though you did all those terrible things to renounce the Avodah Zarah, el eret yabit, you're going to come back to it. So even though you get angry at it, you spit at it, you get angry, you're going to return. That's not an act of bittul.
So what is an act of bittul?
Cutting off the nose, cutting off the head, we just said.
But
basically damaging it. It's ruining it. So now what if you sell it or give it as a mashkin? That's a machlokas. Here we go. Machra or mashkina, Rabbi Omer bittul, Ze'iri Omer v'yochanan, Rabbi Yirmiya barava Omer rav, Chad Omer, the machlokes b'tzoreif oved kochavim. The machlokes in the Mishnah is, who did you give it to? Who did you sell it to? A Jew or a guy? When it says he sold it, who did you sell it to? One says, the machlokes is a guy. Avol Yisrael, avol b'tzoreif Yisrael, if you sell it to a Jew, divrei kol bittul. Of course it's a bittul. You hear? Of course it's bittul if you sell it to a Jew. A smelter, right. So he's gonna smelt it down. So if you sell it to a guy, it's a machlokas. What's the machlokas? One says it's not bittul, one says it is bittul. But if you're selling it to a Jew who's gonna smelt it down, there's no shayla, it's bittul. Right? Jew's not a guy. He has different standards. He's not gonna keep it in Avodah Zarah.
At what point does it become bittul though?
Because the minute he sells it to you. So everyone hocks on the mashkin. Because what's the difference if he's a smelter or he sells apples? Right. What's the difference? It's a mashkin. So that's a betakasha. Figure out an answer to that question, right? What if it's a mashkin, what's the difference what his profession is? If he's selling it to you, ooh, so it's the guy's in scrap metals, so then obviously it's scrap metal, right? So if he's a guy, it's a machlokas. So maybe he's still going to hold on to it because it's on Avodah Zarah. The Jew's going to throw it into the scrap metal. They're not going to keep it.
If a non-Jew is not a smelter, what's the, why would you think he's going to use also for Avodah Zarah? What's machlokas?
We're going to get to that in a base. V'chad Amar, and one man Amar says, no. But sorry if you saw machlokas. The whole machlokas is by a Jew. But by a guy, no matter what, it's not bittul, right? See, by Elohu. Now, another guy asks, one second. But sorry if you saw machlokas. Now, fine. We said like this. The Jew machlokas is by a Jew. What about by a guy? So it can go both ways. Now, we asked, by Elohu. But sorry if you saw machlokas. Aval, but sorry if of the kachavim divya called bitlo bittul. The machlokas was, what if we sell to a Jewish smelter? What about a Goyish smelter? No question, it's not bittul. Oh, Dilma, the other way around. Bein bezeh machlokas. The machlokas is by a Jew, and also by a Goy. That's the Gemara's hack right now. So Tashma, Tashma, the Amar Rebbe, right? Rebbe said, Nirin Devarov, I think they're right, right? I think it's true. Misha Machra L'Chabala. When it's sold, Chabala means to destroy. I think they're right. Nirin Devarov, I mean, I think he's right, that the sale is bittul. I think it's true that the sale makes a bittul when it's sold for Chabala. V'divrei Chaveirai Shemachra L'Avoda. Right? And my colleagues say that no, the divrei chaverai shemachra la'avoda, when it's sold to be worshipped. Now, my chabala, my la'avoda. What does that mean? It's sold to be destroyed and it's sold to be worshipped. Ilema, it can't be mamish what we say. Ilema lechabala, chabala mamish, that you sold it mamish to be destroyed. You sold it to a scrap metal guy. Va'avoda, va'avoda mamish, and avoda is avoda mamish, meaning I sold it to a church. Mamish, what are they going to do with it? They're going to mamish worship it. Then My time a demand of Amar Bittel. So why is that Bittel? Why if I sell it to a church, it's a Bittel? It doesn't make any sense.
Just move the address.
What?
Just move the address.
Exactly. Right? I sold it to a church. Why is it Bittel? My timer demand Amar low Bittel. Right?
What was the intention of the person who you sold it to?
So how can it be machlokas about this? Elalav, pshat must be, what does lechabala? What does chabala mean? Lemi she'asid lechabala. Somebody who will destroy it. Amanu, who is that? Tzor of Yisrael, a Jewish smelter. What's he going to do with the Jew? Not going to keep it. Obviously he's going to smelt it down. La'avoda, what does it mean la'avoda? Lemi she'asid la'avoda. Someone who will worship it. Umanu, who's that? A guy. Shema mina, what do you see from here? Bein bezeh, machlokas. There's a machlokas by both, by selling it to a Jew and selling it to a guy. What's a Jew? Someone who will destroy it. What's a guy? Someone who will worship it. And there's a machlokas about that. Is it bittel or not? So you see the machlokas is by both. We just pull teeth to get that out of that. So Gemara says, lo, hachi kamar. That's not what it meant. That's not what Rebbe meant. Amar Rebbe, nirin devarai lechavei, right? I think I'm right. That what? That the mechira is mevatel it. Kishemachra lechabala, when it's sold for destruction, umanu, who's that? Sorif Yisrael. Sold to a Jew. Now we throw in, sha'af chaveirai lonachluku alai. Nobody argues on that. Everyone agrees about that. Why does everyone agree about that? Because it makes sense. Sell to a Jew. What's a Jew with it? Ela kishemachra l'avoda. Ela kishemachra l'avoda. Aval l'chabala modili. The only machlokas was if it sold to a goy. Aval l'chabala modili. But if it sold to a Jew, he agrees with me. So it's not necessarily true that the machlokas is about what the machlokas would be about if it sold to both. Only a Jew would be the machlokas, not a goy. Because a goy is not going to destroy it. Meisvei. Let's try to bring another riot to this question. What's the question? The question is, when do we hold as a machlokas about selling it? Is it by Jews or by goyim? So meisvei. Halokeach gerutaos min ovdei kochavim. You buy pieces of filings or something from a goy. You buy that from a goy. Okay? Umatza behen avodas kochavim. And in the bag, you see a little idol. There's a bit of matzah, you find that avodah zarah in that idol, in that bag. Im ad shalom nasan mos, if you didn't pay yet, so by goyim, the kinyan is paying the money, you didn't pay yet, then shalom nasan mos, mashach yachzer, give it back. Give that idol back. I don't want that idol, I'm not paying for it, I don't want it. Im mishinasan mos, if you already paid for it, mashach, you drew it near you already, you already own it, it's already in your possession, you paid for it, it's all yours, delivered it, everything. Yoloch yam melech. Throw it into the Amalek. What could you do with it? It's an idol. Throw it in the garbage. Right? Now, Iyamarta Bishloma Bitsorif Yisrael Machlokes. If you hold that the Machlokes was when you sell it to a Jew, and what's the question? The question was he Mevatel it or not? So, Ha Mani Rabbanan he. This must be the Shita of the Rabbanan who hold that by the guy selling it to you, he was not Mevatel it. Therefore, you have to throw it in the Yam HaMelech, because it's not batel, it's still on a avodah zarah, you can't have it in your house. But if the machlokas was by a goy, avol b'tzorif Yisrael, divrei kol bittel, but everyone holds, if you sell it to a Jew, it's batel. When a goy sells something to a Jew, how is he not mevatel it? Everyone holds he's mevatel it. He's selling it to a Jew. So if the goy sells the idol to the Jew, why does he throw it to Yam HaMelech? You could sell it now. Can't worship it. Can't worship it, okay. You can tell it. Why not? Because it's not avodah zarah anymore. Why do you have to throw it into the Yam HaMelech? Hamani, who said that? So the answer is, Shiny Hassam, the answer is, because the guy didn't know that there was avodah zarah in there. He didn't know. He thought he sold you scrap metal. Shiny Hassam, there it's different. Da daite de gurtros zabin. He sold it intending to sell you scrap metal. He didn't know that a piece of oil got mixed in there. He didn't intend it. So therefore, it's not batel. Therefore, you have to throw it out. And why can't you say, well, it was a mekach tos, I'll give it back? I don't know.
So make it sound like the guy
has the stricter halacha than the Jew.
Why?
Because it is.
I mean, the guy, we're talking about guy being mevatel. No, it's right. Much lighter, much easier.
Or is it because he's being mevatel? Mevatel's different situation.
Mevatel's different, right? Mevatel's bittel's different. So it's a good question.
I'll explain to you why.
Yeah, let me hear.
If you have on a regular case,
yeah,
any guy can be mevatel any other Jew's idol.
Any other Jew's idol?
Any other guy's
idol.
Okay,
right. Fair enough. Right.
Right. Jew has to be specific to the person.
Right, right.
In other words, if you have your idol, I can't be mevatel your
right,
idol.
Right, right.
Here's making it very
right. So now simple. It's a different topic. So how is a guy mevatel it? How? If he sells it to who? Sell it to another guy to vatel it? I don't know about that. What about a Jew? Mustami, yeah.
Is this an Indian in Avodah Zarah or Indian in Kenyan?
It's an Indian in both. So, no, it's Indian in Avodah Zarah. How is a guy mevatel? The answer is, he's mevatel by selling it. It's a bachlokes about that. You see both sides. I know, we didn't discuss Mashkin. Because Mashkin throws a monkey wrench into everything we said.
What's the longest of the Kenyan?
So when the guy sold you, so if a guy sells, if I sell you, I don't know, a pound of Hamantaschen, and mixed in is my precious diamond ring, my wife's engagement ring, that sold to you for $10? No, it fell in by mistake.
It's a mekach tos.
Exactly what's going on here.
No, is it?
So I think it is. I mean, saying, the guy never meant to put the idol in that bag. What happened? It fell in.
So what's it? So that's an Indian in Kenyan and not an Indian in what's
in Bittel. Exactly. So it's not a raya. So it's not a raya that a guy, when a guy sells to a Jew, he's mevatel. It's not a raya. Because it was a mistake. That's all we're saying. It's not a raya. That was a total mistake. Now, why don't you have to give it back? Why do you have to throw it to Yom HaMelech? I don't know.
Well, you do, because he
has destroyed.
Just like you have a mitzvah to get rid of it, he's got a mitzvah to get rid of it.
Right.
Exactly. Same mitzvah.
Right. But that's why it's Amavatl, just because he sold it to him. I see, go sell two drinks of it. No, he didn't know it was in there. That's what the Gemara says. Lava Daite. What? Okay, so maybe all these reasons you don't have to give it back. But it's not a riot about Bittel. It's nothing to do with Bittel. It's a Kenyan issue. When you sell something and something else gets mixed in, it doesn't count.
Yeah, I was saying in general, yeah. Case, when you just buy an Avodah Zarah from a non-Jew, when is he mevatel? Because you can't have enough from Avodah Zarah. So at the second that you get it, he mevatel. How does that work?
That was my question.
Yeah, I think so. I think the Gemara is going to ask that question tomorrow. I think that tomorrow the Gemara is going to ask that question. So here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Love Aleha. Right? He lent it out. Yeah. He lent out the Avodah Zarah.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. He borrowed money against it. Oh, Shenafla Aleha Mapolis. Mashkin, exactly. Or, that's one case, or the building collapsed on top of the Avodah Zarah. And he didn't hire a bulldozer to get it back. He didn't hire a bulldozer to get it back. So what do you got rid of it by lending it, giving it to Mashkin. Or the building collapsed on it, he moved to the other building. Oh, or Shegenuva Listim. Somebody robbed him. And he didn't come to the police. Let him have it. Not going to bother the police for this, right? Oh, or Shehinicha Bailim V'achal Medina Siyam. Or he moved, he went to live somewhere else, and when you come to the house, the idol's sitting there. He didn't take it with him. So all these kids, all these acts of Bittel?
You see right from Lovin, it's not, because Lovin ran it. Right?
But he didn't know they were gone.
Exactly.
He didn't know.
Yeah,
it's not a Laraya at all. Yeah. So, okay. The Gemara says a very cryptic statement. If they're going to return, like the people that Yoshua fought who didn't return, if they're going to return like they returned by Yoshua, a funny statement, it's not bottle. So, if they're going to return, it's not bottle. If they're not going to return, it is bottle. Now, we have to mention you mentioned four cases. Mashkin, the house collapsing, the robbers stealing it, and the guy moving away and leaving it behind. Utsricha. And you need to mention all four cases. Ditani lova aleha, if I don't have the case of lending money and giving it as a mashkin. Midalo zavana, lo batla. You're not mevatel it. I give it as a mashkin. I'm going to get it back. When the loan's paid back, I'm going to get it back. Right? That's not an act of bittel. Avol nafla lema poles. Well, when the building collapsed on it, Midelo kamefani la, he didn't go move around any of the debris. He just let it sit there. So aim betuli batla. Maybe he's mevatel it. Tzricha, the Mishnah, we have to mention that case about the building falling on it. Why? Because v'itan enaflo ala mapoles, if we had a case of the building collapsing on it, we shouldn't suffer, because he thinks to himself, listen, hamunachas, I know where it is, it's safe. When the city comes and clears out the debris, I'll come get it. But I know where it is, it's safe over there. I should hire the bulldozer? Let the city hire the bulldozer. I'll pay for that. Whenever I want, I'll come get it. Right, when I have the money to hire a bulldozer, I'll do it. Otherwise, I'll stay there. I know where it is. It's safe. Aval genuva listim, but when someone robbed it, midiloka maharba basre, you didn't call the police. You didn't bother anybody. You didn't hire a detective. Nothing. You didn't do anything to get it back. Betuli batla. Maybe you mevatel it. Ah, he said he stole it. Okay, so I'll get another one. That's an act of bittel, no? Tzricha. No. Because vitana genuva listim. And what about the case of robbers? Mishun desavar. E ovid kochavim. Listen to this. If a guy is a thief, so then shakalei mefalech palachle. Mistama, he'll worship it. Mistama, that's what guys do. Ooh, look what I stole. I stole such a gorgeous idol here. Right? So that's what the guy says to himself. So it's still going to be worshipped by the other thief. So he's not mevatel it. E Yisrael shakla. If a Jew was a thief, ID the dame yikarin, this is expensive. Jews want money, right? Mizabin leilov yikachavim balachlech. I'll do a different guy. The other guy's going to worship it. So either way, he says to the guy, I'm going to fatal it. Somehow it's going to get worshipped. I'm happy with that. I should bother the police about this. I'm not going to bother them. Let it go. It's not a raya bittel. And aval hinicha labayel balachim dinas hayam. But if a guy goes, packs up and leaves and goes to another country, midlo shakli bahadayu betulim vatle. Maybe he's that's what kind of bigger sign of bittul is than that? You move to another town and you leave the idol behind. So tzricha, all the cases were needed. And what was the answer? If you're going to come back, you're not mevatel it in all four cases. And if you are going to come, and if you are not going to come back, if you're not going to come back, you're mevatel it. If you're coming back, you're not mevatel it. Right? So the guy says goodbye to his family. That's it. He says goodbye to his neighbor. He's moving to another. He got a job. He's not coming back. And he leaves the idol behind. That's an act of bittul. If he just went on vacation, it's not an act of bittul. It's coming back. I didn't take the idol. He didn't want to waste more space in the luggage, right? He's coming back. That's not an act of bittul.
It's like home alone, left alone.
Okay. Now, but the Gemara made a funny statement. It said, "Im asidin lachzar kim melchemes Yoshua." If you're going to come back, like when the people, when the Canaanim fought Yoshua, and they're going to come back, that's not bittul. Why? Because you're coming back. He just went on a vacation for the weekend. They went to sleep his idol for the weekend. That doesn't mean he's mevatel. He's coming back. He picks up and moves away. A different story. So, midi melchemes Yoshua hader hader. Did those people return? They never came back. Those Canaanim. What do you mean? If they're going to come back, like the people who fought Yoshua, those people never came back. What does the Gemara mean by that? Hachika amar. This is what it means. Im asidin lachzor. If they're going to come back. If they plan on returning, the guy just went away for a week for vacation. Of course he's coming back. The house is still there. Everything. He didn't take anything. He didn't take anything with him. Just a piece of luggage to go on vacation. So he's coming back. So, im asidin lachzor, if he's going to come back, hare hu kil melchemes Yoshua, it's like yom melchemes Yoshua ve'ein la betela. And it doesn't have any bittel. What does that mean? So Rashi says, look at the second line of Rashi on top. Rashi, the Gemara says it. Rashi says like this: Harehi asura. So if the guy leaves and he goes on vacation for a week, he's coming back. So he didn't take the idol with him. Is that an act of bittul? No, right? Just like those guys that left when they fought Yoshua. So Rashi says: Harehi asura. It asur ka'osa avodas kachavim shel amoriim. Just like the Avodah Zarah of the Amorites, Sheyatzu l'melchama, they went out to war, V'dimu lachzor, they thought they're winning. We have to go, we're going, oh, we're going to fight the Jews, we'll be back by dinner time. They thought they're winning. V'dimu lachzor, they thought they're coming back. Lefikach, therefore, Nesu Avodah Zarah Mishalahem Bahana, their idols became Asher Bahana. Because they thought they're coming back. They never mavatalit. They thought they're coming back. We're just going out for the afternoon, right? Exercises against the Jews. We'll be back for dinner. So never battle it. Dichsev, you can't have anything. Sharei lo bitlum midaitem biyotziyasam. They will not mevatel it, right? They will not mevatel it. The Rishash asks on Rashi, this pasuk of lo yidbach biyotchem u'menacherem is by Yerini Dachas. Ernie Dachas, what's Rashi throwing in a pasuk from Ernie Dachas? It has nothing to do with anything. You know, like one of these Rashis, you know, you need like a 3-hour explanation. What did Rashi do that for? Right? The Rashi points out, not, that pasuk about Ernie Dachas, something to do with this. Right? What do you see? What do you see? That's why it's Asar. Which is why all the Avodah Zarah in Israel was Asar. Aye, they went to war. They never thought of losing. So they didn't take it with them. Then I'm a vassalate.
So as opposed to Jewish soldiers who would divorce their wives when they
correct. Were they correct. It's a very good word. It's a very good point. Right? They take all the precautions and they're going, right. It's a very good point. Right? So now the Gemara says, Falamali Lemutle Bomachemes Yoshua. That's why they have to hang it on you fighting Yoshua. Like it's such a funny way to phrase it. Because Milta Agavurcha Kamashmalan. We wanted to teach us a different thing, a side point, which was what? Kedam Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Yisrael Shezakaf Levena L'shtachavos La. A Jew buys a brick to worship the brick. What kind of Avodah Zarah is that? I don't know. He goes to the Avodah Zarah store, he buys it, he's all excited, it's gift wrapped, and he puts it down, and he's so busy with it. Is it Usher? Well, we have a machlokas about that. Usher when you make it or when you worship it. But he didn't worship it yet. Then all of a sudden, Uba Avikachavim, a guy comes in, your neighbor comes in, Vishtachavala, and he spells down to it right away, he's so excited. Asura, it becomes Usher. Why does it become Usher? Right?
Even though it's not his.
Even though it's not his. So Rashi explains, Milsa Agavachavim, Lefidarko, Shreitzarach, Lilamdenu, Shalo Bittel. Lefidarko, Shahayetzarach, Lilamdenu, Shalo Bittel. Nasan Simon, Ledvarav, Lamdenu, Mitocha Simon, I'm not sure what he's saying exactly. That just like by Yeshua, the idol was always Asur, so to over here, even if someone else has worshipped it, it's Asur for you also. I'm not 100% sure what that means. The next Rashi? Flo Shtachavala. You never bowed down to it yet. You bowed to. Uba of the Kochavim Vishtachavala. The guy called Asura. Afal Pi. Shayna Shalom. What does that do to anything? Yeah. Now, I'm not 100% sure what the Gemara just meant by that. Why? What does that do with Yeshua? That if you have an idol, you're about to worship it, and you didn't worship it yet, and the guy comes and worships it, he answers it. It's not his. So what does that have to do with Yeshua? I'm not 100% sure. Does the article say anything? Does the article say anything? Oh, I didn't cop what that is. So Benal and the Asura, how do you know that this is Asur? We generally have a rule that you can't ask for something that doesn't belong to you.
Right?
So how could the guy walk into your house and ask for your brick? So the Amr Belazar, Kitchila Shel Eretz Yisrael. It's just like the beginning of coming into Eretz Yisrael with Yehoshua, which is like Yehoshua's mentioned. The Amar Rahmana, the Torah says, Vashrehem Tisrefun Be'esh. Right? And all the Asherahs burn them all down. Michti. Listen to this. Yerushahi lahem me'avosehem. We owned Eretz Yisrael. Why do we own Eretz Yisrael? Because Hashem gave it to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So how could any tree be Usher? How could any tree be Asherah?
Yeah, that's a question way back when we started this original thing.
One second. V'ein Usher, ein Adam Usher, Dava She'ein Ashalo. You can't Usher something that doesn't belong to you. So how could all these Asherah trees be Asur? By the way, who had this Taina? Who said this? Lot. Didn't Lot say this? I can graze whatever I want, because I'm the Yorish, and Hashem promised it to him, so it's mine. Didn't Lot say that? Right? That's what Lot said. And what Avram say? No, we don't own it yet. That's what the Gemara is saying. No, we do own it. So that's the Gemara's question. How could it be that Goyim could Asur Asherah trees, and we have to cut, we have to burn them all down? It doesn't belong to them. It belongs to us. So to give that answer? The Mishum Hanach Be'ikara, not new ones that they planted. Ones that existed before Avraham Avinu came. That's what the Gemara says. The Mishum Hanach Be'ikara, want to tell me they're super old trees that existed before Avraham Avinu, so then Avraham Avinu, they're older than him, right? That's the Gemara's question?
Well, did he give it to him or say, I will give it to him?
What?
I will give it to you eventually, or I gave it to you.
That's a little bit of both, no?
That's the question.
Wording's
a little interesting.
Right? So that's what Rashi, Lot said that. That was Lot's Taina. Not such a crazy Taina now. Right? Lot said, listen, Hashem just promised it to you so I can go do whatever I want. It's ours. Right? I don't Kanani Oz Ba'aretz. No, not yet. Right? Now the Gemara is saying no. What, so it's only a question. The answer is, so now the Gemara says, by the way, Tosfos asks, one second, the Gemara has a kasha in Rosh Hashanah the Gemara has a kasha in Rosh Hashanah if you're allowed to use the Omer of a Goy. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, and they needed to cut the carbon Omer, because they used the Omer of a Goy. So Tosfos asks, so obviously it belonged to them. The whole kasha in the Gemara over there, Rosh Hashanah, can you use the Nachwi's Omer? We have to buy it from him. A whole discussion there. So obviously they owned it. What kind of havamin is this? Right? Clearly they owned it. Right? The Gemara says, Mikutz Ruchem, it has to be yours. Lo Shal Akum, can't belong from not a Ktsir Nachwi. So obviously they owned it. Right? Right? So Tosfos gives the same answer the Gemara gives. No. They owned, that Omer was pre-Avram Avinu. They owned Omer pre-Avram Avinu. So when Avram Avinu was given the land, he wasn't given that. That belonged to somebody already. He was given all the Hefker land.
Yeah, it's
also hard.
The answer is that, right?
Better answers. They didn't take effect yet.
What?
Better answers. Didn't take effect
yet. Exactly. Right. So now the Gemara says, so v'imishum harach demei kara betulei ba'alma sagilu. It's just stam bittel would be good enough. So back to our question: why do you have to burn everything down? Listen to this answer the Gemara gives. I think talk about difficult answers. Listen to this answer. So the question that what's the question? The question is if it belonged to Avraham Avinu and it belonged to us all along, how could they author it? So we don't want to give that answer. So what do we say? It was older than Avram. What about Bittel? They can just be mevatel it. Why have to burn it all down? Get them to be mevatel it. Put a gun to the head. Please mevatel that tree. Such a nice tree. Burn it down. Just do a Bittel, right? So Ella, listen to this. We're not talking about old trees. Regular trees. Midepalchu Yisrael le'egel. Since the Jews worshipped the egel, Golu adaite. They revealed. D'nicha lehu ba'avodas kochavim. That they want Avodah Zarah.
Centuries later.
No. This is when they're in the Midbar.
In the Midbar.
So 40 years later, when they came in, all the Sheva trees, the Jews gave their stamp of approval. I let you worship the tree. It's mine. Because Avraham Avinu, it's mine. But I let you build an idol there. I let you worship that Asherah tree. How do you know? Because I worship the Eagle. So obviously, I gave you a stamp of approval to worship any Avodah Zarah. That's what the Gemara says. I didn't make this up. V'chi'asu of the kochavim, and when the goyim worship trees or anything they worship, shlichusa didhu avdi. They're the shliachs of the Jews. There's rampant interest in avodah zarah.
And shliach betvar avera. What are you talking about?
Hachanami, Yisrael shezakaf levena. So when a Jew goes to the avodah zarah store and buys a gorgeous looking idol, gift wrapped and everything, goliadaiti denicha lebavos kochavim. Why do you buy an idol for? Because he wants to worship it. So the fact that the goy came and had zrizus and worshipped it before you doesn't make a difference, right? You give the goy a pat on the back. Thank you so much, Christopher, for coming over here and inaugurating that idol. Well, you're such a good neighbor. You hear? That's what the Gemara says. Now, the Gemara asks the obvious question. The obvious question is how could the Gemara say this? But the Gemara asks the obvious question. V'dilma be'egel hu denichale v'midiachrini lo. No, an eagle they wanted to worship. A blanket check to every Avodah Zarah going on in Israel. They're in the desert. No. The Gemara says, Amar Kra, Eila Elohecha Yisrael. They said about the eagle, this is the God of Israel. Right? Milame sha'ivu le'eloz harbe. They wanted many gods. They desired many Avodah Zarahs. Very difficult Gemara, no? Very difficult Gemara. So Ema, let's say this. Kal de Bahadi Egel Nisteru. Fine. You want to say that? Fine. So whatever was around when the Egel was being worshipped, those trees are usher. True. Mikan de Elech Nisteri. But an hour, a day later, they had massive charata. So yeah, for that one day, those trees are taka. You have to burn those trees down. But for the next 40 years. Right? So Gemara says, well, man muchach, who knows which trees those are?
Well, the kegelu is actually
right?
A tree.
Right? Rashi says, Mi yodea, eza haisa ba'osa shav, eza nev da'achakach. Who knows which trees were planted that day, and which trees were planted the next day? Nobody knows. So therefore, they're all us, sir.
That's how it ends? Sir.
That's how it ends.
Now I'm going to bring in Rome.
So such a difficult Gemara, right?
But he has to answer the questions. That's why the Gemara has to bring it up.
Exactly. Exactly.
Stuck.
Exactly. Okay, oh my goodness. Okay, let's try to do a little bit more. It's almost time. Avodah, look at the Mishnah. Avodah's kochavim, sheinicha ovdeha. If an avodah zara is abandoned, so bishas shalom muteras. So during a peacetime, are they abandon it? Obviously they intend to abandon it. Bishas mulchama asura. When there are times of a war, that doesn't. We have to leave the house. There was a siege. We had to run to the other town. We left. We just took our, you know, the shirt on our back even. That doesn't show the vatal the avodah zara, not at all. Bimutzios shel malachim. So these are like, Rashi says, they were like, I think they're archways that they used to build to herald in the king when they come to a town. So these ones are elu mutaros. They're mutar. Why? They're only built when the king goes through. Rashi and Tosfos both are busy. Well, why does it become mutar? Why is it mutar? So Rashi and Tosfos, they won't say it outright. The Ravid says something about they mean because there's a suffix where the king's going to be. So they would build a bunch of different things. The king, maybe he's coming this road. Maybe he's coming from that road. We don't know where he's coming from exactly. So there was a discussion, not 100% sure where he is, so therefore they never became Asr. Therefore these archways, whatever they are mutter, bahana.
No, because he can't make a temporary idol.
Right. So we don't know where he's going to be. It's not 100% sure. He's coming down this road, so it's not Asr.
Secret service.
Yeah. So Amr of Yirmiyah, Bar Abba, Amar Rav, base Nimrod, which is the Tower of Bavel, Harei Hu Kavod Chachavim, Sheinicha Avodeha, Bishas Shalom Umotar. They left in a peaceful time. The people that are building the Tower of Bavel. In a peaceful time? When they left? Afal Gaf, even though, Harei Hikav, Afal Gaf, Dechi Bidrinu, Rachmana, Bishas Muhammadami, Hashem mixed up all the languages, they had to leave. So what can it mean in peaceful time? That wasn't a peaceful time. That was like a war time. Mar says, no. E boy lemahader, hader. They could have come back. It wasn't off limits. They could have come back when all that dust settled. Since they didn't, midlo hader, betule batla, since they didn't come back, they left it there. Therefore, it's mutter. And if you go on a tour, you can go to the if you find it, you can go in that building. That number, if they find it, if such a thing exists even, you can go in there. Why? They don't mevatel it. Okay? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day and a good Shabbos.
Where exactly did you stop? Where?